Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Joanne Deal, Executive Director with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Joanne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lots of things going on as we move into the latter part of the year. But Joanne, you were mentioning in our talks this morning that Medicare fraud, there's been some issues with that, really spotlighting and showcasing some major events that have been going on lately.
Absolutely. The mailings and the phone calls have talked about postcards even that are high pressure. Call us immediately or you'll lose your Medicare or you'll be considered as uncooperative. So seniors should really be aware of the fact that they can be pressured into making phone calls about Medicare or other types of services such as telephone services. And they really need to check with someone in the know before they make phone calls. A very disturbing thing is that they can be signed up for insurance policies and telephone services simply by making a call that they think is about a pricing inquiry. So seniors, please be careful. And of course, this week is our annual biannual shred event. And of course, we partner with ARCO for that purpose. And I just need to let you know that this time we're adding the service of being able to recycle cell phones. So if you haven't taken advantage of a cell phone recycling, we'll also be doing that. Particularly seniors need to be aware that identifiers can be on their cell phones as well as their mail. So the Shred event is designed for everyone to clean out their old bank statements, to call us at the BBB or go to our BBB website to look at the IRS document retention schedule. You should be shredding some things annually, some things you need to hold for 3 years, 5 years, and of course some things have to be permanently kept and they should be locked up and in a fireproof file if they're permanent records. So we're here to help.
When it comes to something like that, people tend to forget that they easily keep these records and may or may not intend to do so, and the importance of eliminating that because there is a lot of information out there that could be gathered, correct?
Absolutely. You become sentimental about your the things you bought when you were first married or a house you built.
The way a business saves that first dollar from when they
Absolutely. So just look at what you're saving and think about how it can affect you in terms of identity theft or creating documents or opening accounts in your name. Again, the ticklers are, of course, birth dates and Social Security numbers.
The Shred event will be coming up this Thursday, correct?
This Thursday, October 21st, 9 to 3. Personal information is shredded for free on the spot. Bring it in boxes or bags, and the BBB will have there available for you some giveaways that help you prepare for the next Shred event. And also, it's very important that businesses who might want to help with the poundage, ARCO benefits by the poundage that is shredded. So it is a fundraiser for ARCO, and we're adding that cell phone event to it, and of course, educating the public about how important it is to shred on a regular basis.
You mentioned the cell phone. That is something new that's being done with the recycling there?
Yes. This year, the national emphasis has been to make sure that people understand that all electronic equipment has permanent data on it. So this time we're adding this element to our recycling. And of course, it helps the economy in terms of helping ARCO and BBB. But it also helps with ecology to make sure those cell phones don't get thrown away inadvertently into landfills.
It's one of those things, I guess, where the elderly, if they're becoming new to technology, this is an opportunity if they've had some kind of upgrade to do so. But in moving to the Medicare issue, how easy is it for companies to come in and be able to respond to that call if someone should call that, an elderly person call that number? How easy is it for them to make that transaction to where they're able to, like you mentioned, nab their phone service?
Well, on the phone side, we contacted AT&T, and we have a complete document that we can share. Just call us at 387-4600. Most importantly, with Medicare and the phone service, there are people to help. With the Medicare sign-up, we want you to be aware that the Senior Medicare Patrol exists in every state, and we have the contact information for you at the BBB office. Call us at 387-4600. And also on the telephone side, we have a document from the Federal Trade Commission and a document from the Federal Communication Commission to give you phone numbers on being sure that your family can get in touch with you. If you get that phone service changed inadvertently, it could be a long distance call for your family or your emergency contacts to get in touch with you.
And now's the time, I guess, to become a member of the Better Business Bureau for those businesses out there that may be new to the area or ones just wanting to kind of get into the loop of information that you do provide. Database being put together and getting everything together there, correct?
Right. We have switched to a new database. It's called Herdman Communications, and we always have an accreditation drive going on. It is a privilege to be accredited. There are many steps to it, so not every business will qualify, but we are always interested in talking to businesses who want to establish these foundations of trust for their customers and, of course, for the public.
On the horizon, the holidays will be here before we know it, and hopefully we'll have you back to talk a little bit about that. But what is one of the primary things, Joanne, when you look at the holidays that people need to be aware of when it comes to scams and things of that nature?
Of course, shopping online. You need to know who you're shopping with, if they really exist, and if you're going to get what you're asking for online. So be sure and check out businesses at bbb.org or call us at 387-4600.
And looking forward to talking more about that coming up then. And, of course, keeping us in the loop, anything that happens here locally or within the region that may affect consumers. Joanne Deal, Executive Director with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Joanne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to be back.
You can hear this and other Alaniap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.